But the epitome of my life was sitting in that locker room in the Astrodome for the 68 All-Star game. And I'm sitting in my locker. I was picked as a third catcher by Red Chingdings, who's the manager. And I'm sitting there staying out of the way because I'm just 20 years old. I mean, I'm just trying to stay out of everybody's way, not spike anybody. I mean, these guys are going by me. These are the future Hall of Famers and everything else. I'm sitting there in my locker, and across from me in the locker room was Willie Mays. Willie's looked at me, and he got up and walked over and pointed at me and said, "You should have been the starting catcher."
Wow.
And that was it. I didn't need anybody else. That was the most important time in my life, the most important thing anybody could have said. And then the next year in 69, I asked Roy Sievers, who had played with Ted Williams, if he would take me over and see if Ted would sign a baseball for me. I went over with him. Ted said, "Sure," and he signed the ball. I thanked him. I walked out of the locker room and looked at the ball, and it said to Johnny Bench, "A sure Hall of Famer, Ted Williams."
Yeah, goosebumps for you, right?
Ted Williams knows who I am. Remember when Sandy Koufax was doing the baseball games, and he walked in and said, "Hello, Johnny, I'm Sandy Koufax." And I said, "God, I mean, Sandy Koufax knows who I am. Ted Williams knows who I am." Yeah. Willie Mays said, "You should have been the starting catcher." And by that time, things publicity-wise were starting to come, and it was Joe Willie Namath and myself as the Bachelors, traveling around the world with Bob Hope and being on all the talk shows. Not being afraid to sing a song, no matter what people said. They knew I really couldn't sing, but I knew the words. I never was afraid to do anything remote or to make new things. I'm playing the Bob Hope Tournament for 25 years. I've had a great life.
And bringing you back into that locker room, the 68 All-Star game, Hank Aaron was in that locker room. Philippe Alou, Steve Carlton, Don Drysdale, Kurt Flood, Bob Gibson, Heady Company, Don Kissinger, yeah. Jerry Kuzman, Juan Marichal, Willie McCovey, Pete Rose, Ron Santo, Tom Seaver, Rusty Staub, Billy Williams. They're all there with you. That's pretty big
awesome,
step.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I got to catch the last inning of the game.
Who was pitching?
Jerry Kuzman. They said, "Put the kid in." The coaches were saying, "You got to put the kid in." Well, we didn't have another catcher. And they said, "Well, we don't have any other catcher. Put the kid in. He's not going to hurt himself." So I got to catch the ninth inning of that ball game.